Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Are you okay? Do you have someone in your life that asks you that question? Have you asked someone that recently? Today, September 13th, is Are You Okay Day in Australia. Are You Okay is not spelled out. It's the letter R and the letter U in that annoying text message style. It's similar to Suicide Prevention Week in the United States. The focus is very simple. Reach out to somebody because a conversation could change a life. The day was established by an Australian, Gavin Larkin, who lost his father to suicide. Larkin was devastated by how few people had reached out to him, and he became determined to establish a culture of reaching out, of social connectedness. Are You Okay website has a number of video testimonials from people who've suffered from depression, bullying, discrimination, or thoughts of suicide, and how one conversation helped them start to turn that around. The list includes regular people and celebrities and sports figures. The only one I recognized was Hugh Jackman, but every story had a theme. People in despair feel alone and need someone to reach out. It makes a difference. The foundation commissioned a survey of Australian workers, and they said they found a culture of avoidance. They report 46% of Australian workers surveyed would rather look for a new job than face an existing conflict at work. Now remember, their economy is doing better than ours. The survey found almost half the workers admit to calling in sick to avoid some workplace conflict. The workers said their managers did not have the skills necessary to address the situation, so the managers avoided it as well. All agreed that the end effect was to lower employee engagement, increase absenteeism, and lower productivity. Are You Okay encourages people to be honest. Say, I am not okay if that's what's going on. And they teach people how to respond to that statement, how to make meaningful suggestions. I remember a patient I worked with in an addiction treatment program. The patient said his boss asked, how are you doing? And the patient responded, not so good today. And the boss responded, that's nice, and walked away. The patient said he wished his boss hadn't even asked if he didn't really care or wasn't even listening. About 7 years ago, I had my job eliminated, a job I'd been in for 17 years. It was impressive how many of my former coworkers avoided me. But what was more meaningful to me was the few who went out of their way to check in, to see how I was doing, to offer help. It's uncomfortable to talk to someone who's just experienced loss or grief. You don't know what to say, but nobody knows what to say. The simple act of checking in is more important than the exact words you use. There are plenty of times when I wish I had asked, are you okay? I guess I can try harder next time. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.